says, "Hi, morning, Corey. How are you? I would like to highlight something that annoyed me on Kuduma Day, where I witnessed a gentleman in a motor wheelchair on the bike hall main road. Yes, he was on the sidewalk. Yes, it was crowded. But what had me annoyed is one of your callers sitting down in a chair with his feet outstretched, and he didn't even stand so the guy could pass properly. At one time, we thought the wheelchair would have dropped over. It even looked like the wheel may have passed over that caller's foot. And then he would be on the air talking nonsense. But what about showing that disabled have rights to use the sidewalk without difficulties? Not only myself witness it because we were talking about it afterwards. It's really sad how we treat each other." Okay, this one says... "Tell your caller that when an act has been amended, there will be an interpretation, so then she could wait and read it then." Brass Stats, good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, morning time.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I am great, thanks. This is my first time ever calling you for a brass.
Welcome.
Hey, don't get much chance to listen to it, but I find it very interesting, and listening while I was waiting, I was privy to hear some very valid points and information. And one of those things of things taking so long in Barbados to be amended and all that type of stuff. But what I'm calling about this morning is a practice that I'm seeing. To me, I think it's a little bit dangerous, and I recognize that in Barbados, do a lot of reactive management rather than proactive management. Mm-hmm. I was traveling along Teamfield. I don't know if you know Teamfield and Danscombe. Well, that's in St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Never generally.
There are some trees.
You're on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
All right, if you could pick it up, we get a better reception because it's a little echoey. Yeah.
Is that a little bit
brilliant.
Better?
That is not a little bit. That's a lot better.
A lot better, okay. Right. I was traveling along that road on Saturday. Now, this is where you will be heading up to Highland Outdoor Tours. If you come from Hillaby or Plumtree, and you come up, and you will be heading to Highland Outdoor Tours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some trees there. I think that's where Mr. Williams has some cows and stuff there. But mm-hmm. there's some trees there that I recognize that is very dangerous. And on numerous occasions, I've passed that road and recognized that a lot of these trees have fell across the road. On Saturday, the area heading into Erie Court, there was a tree fell. That tree was only removed on yesterday because they passed back there. And the workers were moving that tree yesterday. The laborers from the area had to clear that tree in order for them to maneuver. Now, in case of an emergency, those people in that district would have been a lot of problems. Now, the trees that are planted, I can tell you, is that over the years, I've known those trees, and those trees do not carry roots down. They spread out, and eventually those trees fall. Now, in the event that we have a dangerous situation of high winds and stuff, I remember about 2 years ago in that same area, some trees fell, and those people were out of electricity for almost a week because of those trees falling on the wires. Now, sad to say is that, and I talk about reactive management in terms that we are going to wait until one of those trees fall on somebody's vehicle, causing somebody's life, then for those trees to be dealt with. My personal opinion is that those trees have no right being there. They are dangerous. It's a hazard to people's lives. And number one, there are lots of tourists that pass that area heading towards Highland Outdoor Tours.
Highland Outdoor Tours still operate?
Yes, it still does.
I swear that shut down about 50 years.
It still operates. It operates under another name.
Okay.
But it still operates. And these trees, they have these trees right at the side of the road. I mean, even the buses, that when the buses pass, these trees damage a lot of the buses as well.
So who's responsible for the trees?
Carl Williams owned that land. Okay. All that land belongs to Carl Williams. That's mm-hmm. where they have the cows and stuff. And that it actually spans from around by KMC Plantation, straight up if you're heading into Erie Court or down the hill back down to Danscombe.
Mm-hmm.
And these trees are on both sides of the road, and they actually plant alongside of the road, and they've also damaged the road. I mean, I would like somebody to come through, see the effects of the road, the damage that the road is, and I mean, it's total ridiculous.
I wonder if anyone tried to make contact with Sir Charles or any of his representatives to try to get the tree down.
Can I say something to you?
Sure.
There have been numerous occasions where those trees have fell across the road. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe, I honestly don't believe that he is unaware. For too many years, this has been happening. And it's going to wait until somebody's life is lost then to deal with this matter, and I believe it needs to be dealt with now. We are in the season where they said that there's hurricane season and what's not. God forbid that we have anything hitting close to Barbados. The people that live in that district between Erie Court and Cairns Field are going to be trapped.
All right, so what do you think is best? He's never shy to make his position known on this program. But I believe that the district emergency, any MTW, whoever else works with this, along with the property owner, Sir Charles, as you're claiming, should really get on the situation, as you say, in a proactive manner. Because I think we like to patch wells and so on after the fact.
Exactly.
So I think we can get ahead on this one.
What the danger about this, too, is that these trees are so susceptible to termites that the termites eat it from the inside out.
No need to hammer it. We get the point. It's a danger. Whether the termites like them or not, if they're falling down, they're falling down. Because you see hurricane season coming. So we don't need 10 reasons to do it. We only need one. And it is a danger. And I know the area. I haven't been out there in a while. I'll come and see it myself. But if it needs to be done. So let's just get on it, you know?
And the other aspect now, from the trees to the road is atrocious.
Yeah, that road up there was always concerning.
Well,
at best.
Well, I mean, it have gotten now 10 times worse. I don't know. It's crazy. And as I said, I recognize that people wait till a life have to be paid in order for something to be done.
No, the thing is, even if property owners are not living up to their specific responsibility, I'm not talking about this case, don't generally, there must be some authority or something that calls people to account or some procedure that is, you know, how can we assist? What can be done? These are things that should be automatic. Now, we are 52 years old as a nation. We are not a banana republic, so they have to be mechanisms put in place, to ensure that these things are done. We can't this old talk now. Let me get
I
on
agree.
It.
But let me say this too. What I've recognized in Barbados, living for quite a long time, is that depends on who you are. Go ahead.
I agree with you, but I think that sometimes stops us from doing the things that we're supposed to do because we assume.
That's the reason why I am calling now.
Right, okay,
because
good.
Because it needs to be addressed.
But you know, you need to send a registered letter too. Those are sort of things that we need to do. Don't assume because that's why it would.
Where would that registered letter needs to be sent? Because it definitely needs urgent attention. All of those trees, and I make no apologies for this, every one of those trees needs to be moved. Every single one of them.
Right. Now, 2 calls, and I'm sure you can find out where to send that letter. You know, 2 calls or an internet search. Yeah? Have a good one. Okay. Thank you for calling. Don't be a
Thank
stranger.
Thank you very much for your time.
Man, no problem at all. This one says, would any amendments have to be done? Why would any amendments have to be done to the Constitution to maintain sodomy and bestiality as criminal offense in a society? This other one says, Corey, that video is from Trinidad Carnival. It was good to hear some good news coming from the transport board. He should have stated the route and approximately time the bus passed. On the caller who spoke about the government paying for old people's groceries, utilities, etc., I think that used to be done some years ago, but I'm subject to some clarification or correction. Corey, that was not in Barbados, it was in Antigua. Please answer your call to callers to do due diligence, as you can clearly hear the music and look at the surroundings and see that it is not about here. Corey, that video is from Antigua and not in Barbados. The video is from many places, though, I can tell you. Hi, Corey. I watched the video yesterday, and to be honest, it was very distasteful. She should be charged, as well as the parents. The society will be quick to condemn a male if it was a man walking up on a little girl. Boy or girl, equally, they're minors, full stop. Brastats, good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, please. You're on the air.
Yeah. I'm calling here with the difficulties I have with my water. I had applied to welfare since May, but only this month, well, a couple of weeks ago, the officer came to me and she interviewed me and so on, and she took the bill from me. So I thought that she had fixed it, and she said she was going to do it. I just want that there clear, not for them to pay for me, but I just want it clear off. And then I called the waterworks people. They said they haven't get no correspondence, which is a mail or anything. So I just don't know what to do now.
You follow up with the officer?
Yes, I was calling the welfare, but Corey, let me tell you something. People are real strange. They are so funny out there. You just can't get through to those people, so you have to go in. Mm.
So you have a number for the officer, yes. And do you have numbers for other persons?
I have a number mm-hmm. for the officer, the welfare officer that's been to my home. Her number is 535-1000. Mm-hmm. That's her number.
I think the head of that department is 1618. The point I'm making is that sometimes these people are they're field officers, so they're out in the field, so calling them is like playing lotto.
Yeah.
And it's good to have a number of numbers, so you can call the head of department, the deputy head, the permanent secretary. Until you reach someone, and it'd be good if these people had field mobiles, because we are in 2019, and there are some unlimited packages that you can get from one of these service providers. But the point is that I think you need to follow up with the officer. That's the best way. We here, we can bring highlight to the issue, and that is it. We can't pay the bill,
but we
want them to be more responsive. We understand. Trust me, I understand. When you have all these calls to me or people making a lot of calls to you, it can be difficult.
I'm a person like them, very independent. Mm. See? But don't mind, I'm not working, but I'm on pension. But I just don't like to confuse people. I always feel that they're annoyed, but I keep on calling. But just that right now, such is life that I run into this difficulty because I never yet run into difficulty.
Mama, I understand. For years I had to be calling agencies, and I used to try to walk that tight road of not letting my case fall off the table and not annoying people. There's a line between that you have to straddle. But if you're calling all the time, you're not reaching them, then you're not annoying them. They're annoying you, if anything. But you need to continue to call. Look at it as follow-up and not annoying, because they have a lot of people who are following up with them as well. So don't sweat it. Continue to follow through till you get it. Because there was a guy who called just a few minutes ago.
Yes,
and
I
his
heard him.
His thing wasn't paid for months, and then it was cut off. And we don't want to put y'all through, especially the senior.
I wouldn't like that to happen either, you know. I just sometimes get fed up, like I would just shut up the house and left or something or the other, you know.
No, man. You got to stay strong.
I don't like owing. Mm-hmm. I just don't like owing people at all. And I have other bills to pay, to have my insurance for the home and so on to pay, you know. So this just hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I am accustomed to working, but right now I'm not working in law office now because I was doing legal work. So I'm home right now at the moment.
Man, we understand. What I'm going to tell you is continue to follow up, get some additional numbers. Are you computer literate? Do you work with the computer?
Yeah.
You're right. Because if you could send an email, one of the things, if you see you do legal work, you use the computer. What I find is that people sometimes, funny enough, reply to emails now quicker than they may reply to a call.
So
get an email address and send the email as well.
Okay, then.
All right.
Okay.
It's 11:30 in Barbados. Thank you for calling. Let me get a couple more messages here because these tend to build up. A guy sent me a diagram here showing the difference between Caucasian and Negroid, and it was really showing there's a 2% difference. It has a very scientific look to this particular outline. It says the truth is that genetically, the same difference between me and you, a fellow black man, is the same difference between me, you, and a white man, and vice versa. And the differences are minuscule. We need to dump the idea of different races. There's only one race, the human race. So that is one point there. Somebody saying, Corey, no, the video was in Tortola. The Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
A blessed good morning to you, Corey. How do you do?
I am feeling good. What about you?
This is Mr. Agriculture.
The one and only.
And the other is come to feet. Corinthians tell you, when I am a child, I speak as a child, I think as a child, I understand as a child. But when I become an adult, I put away all childish things.
Yesterday I speak brother? And tomorrow I spoke. And in Corinthians they say I speak.
Yes. Oh, I speak with the tongues of angels. One that you find loving. A lot of people don't have love in their heart today, my brother. Firstly, let me say that, you know, I live in Edie's Village Christ Church, and I haven't had a collection now for, I believe, the last 2.5 weeks. And the garbage up here is deplorable. You know, I am a person who goes out and do what I can, but I can't do everything. The district is in a mess. When I tell you a mess, Corey, it is in a mess. And then you got to deal with the dogs and the cats ripping up and tearing up. But I try my best to clean over by my area and close to where I live, but I really can't do all. So I would like the sanitation to send out a truck at their earliest convenience. I know it was just crop over, and the guys worked extremely hard, and I want to give them kudos, because after that day, I know that the roads are in a state. But still yet, this garbage has been lying on the ground now for 2 weeks straight, and it is an unsightly sight up here. And you know, with diseases and infections and all of that, you know, that is a no-no for me, Corey. Really, rats and things are concerned, because I've got some rats now like cats.
Yep.
No.
They're as bold as cats, too.
They are as bold as cats, I must say. Another thing, too, the monkey situation. I was pleased when I spoke to Peter last week, and I think I spoke to him the week before that. I always speak about agriculture, and the Honorable in the rear came in to give the to John Public clarity as to what his ministry is doing to strengthen agriculture, etc. But I didn't hear him speak on the monkey situation, Corey. And up to this morning, I had to be dealing with the monkeys. You know, I in the ground doing things, and the monkeys coming peeping at you. And then from the time you turn your back, they are coming and do as they like. And Corey, this is a situation now that I have been speaking about for as long as I can remember. And I gonna be honest with you, I think the monkey population now is close to the human population, Corey.
No.
It is not easy. It is not. I know. I try to be. I being a little facetious.
A little bit. Yes. Come here, walk. You see more of them than you see.
Yes.
You see more of us than you see them, right?
Yeah, but I am also saying too that the monkeys have come more inland and gotten so bold. There is a boar monkey out here now, Corey, who is going all on the road, running at the little children. There's an old guy who works a garden close to mine, and two boar monkeys were actually fighting. And when he walked up from what he did, what the monkeys flew at him. And it's a good thing that he had a piece of stick in his hand so that he could stave off the monkeys from attacking him.
Now, you raised this issue on the 23rd of July with Peter, and it came out on the 24th when it was on. And some persons have sent some messages. I didn't get to read all of them, but I want to put some of the ideas, as again we move in gears, so we acknowledge there's a problem. Some people put some solutions here. One was saying we could build an island and put the monkeys on it, and it could actually be a tourist attraction called Monkey Island. That was one. Somebody else was saying we can harvest them, make dog meat or even human meat. People were saying monkey meat and African snail escargot. Not me, Bozy. Somebody's saying we could create a sanctuary for the monkeys where it becomes a local and tourist attraction. This can generate income for those who capture the monkeys and also the caretakers. So we're looking at some of the ideas that people actually put forward here.
Yeah, but Corey, in all fairness, I've heard about that over and over. And I believe the people at the Wildlife Reserve, because that's close down in your area where you do your good work, I must tell you, don't want to go off track, that you have been doing extremely good work at your ranch, mm-hmm. because I've had a lot of young people that have gone down there and gave me feedback. Because as I told you, my daughter was enrolled in the what you would call the youth service,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and she went down there and she gave me a good report about down there.
Yeah, the
and
youth service come down, they do community service with us.
Right. Yeah, so I, what I'm saying is, you know,
and will you let your daughter identify herself?
I told her that FCC Corey, let her know that this is the Mr. Agriculture daughter. But when she got home, mm-hmm. she was so caught up with the atmosphere, what was happening. She said, "Daddy, I forget."
Jeez, oh, brothers, I would have liked to meet Mr. Agriculture's daughter, though.
Yeah.
But we tell you, we don't even get a monkey problem where we are, funny enough.
No?
And yeah, and I could only put it down to the horses. I believe that monkeys probably hate horses because all of the monkeys in our area stay on the perimeter of the 10 acres.
They don't come close to wildlife reserve. So right.
We see the monkeys, don't get me wrong, but they are on the perimeter directly. They do not come within the perimeter at all.
But Corey, I don't mean to be whining, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no 9-to-5. I ain't getting the big accolades like you, how the Prime Minister look at you. No, you get in, you finances from left, right, and center. You can take care of your family and whatever. Don't laugh, because I'm a serious man.
But I'm laughing because a caller came here at time, and I think my friend John was in the chair there, and he slandered my name. He thought all the money I get in and all type of
things.
And nobody didn't even correct him.
You should be corrected.
You understand? He should have been corrected. Because people will listen to y'all and believe y'all. Yeah.
Not to y'all. Because
but you know did it too.
I don't talk behind nobody back. You see, mm-hmm. I don't go there and slander. Because one thing about me, I don't like, as far as you know, I have been dragged through the gutter over and over. But mm-hmm. I'm still standing firm. So I know what it is to be castigated and to be ridiculed.
But no, I know the point that you're making is that agriculture is your way of life, so it needs to be protected.
It's my life. I have to concentrate on my bills. Mm-hmm. I still have children. My last son is going to class one as of September. And Corey, I look at the other children, outfitting them for school, outfitting mm-hmm. a child now, it is 3 times the amount of money when I send to school the rest. And I'm telling you, and then I ask you, your shoes is concerned, books is concerned,
yep.
uniform, bag, etc.
It's
and
that time feel, of the year.
And let me tell you something, dude, which I got a problem with. I have seen books coming back home that cost $50-something, $40-something, mm-hmm. and not a page written on.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending for the parents now to buy in all of these books, and they're not being used.
But they may be taking the exercises out of the books. Hold a minute. Let me make the point. And the point is, if they're not written in, it gives you an opportunity to get a good resale value off of the book. You can sell the book at the end of the term, end of the year.
I understand that. But it does not make no sense to me for asking so much parents to buy all of these books. And you know what I'm saying, Corey. And I'm not only speaking about myself, because I do my homework before I come to share lashes.
Mm-hmm.
Too much children coming back home with too much books, all class 2 and class 3, burdening down the children back with all of these books, and the children are not using the books. I am big on education, and I am big on curriculum. I am big on making sure that children are well-rounded. But these are times where the parents are struggling and catching the royal. Don't put no more pressure on people than they're able to bear. That is the point I am making. And I don't want to take away education from the children, because it is necessary and it is very important that generation get their education. Because even now, if you go sweep the road and if it's a gardener, they're asking you for 2 set of seats.
Correct. And a police
so
can't get
them. I am big on education.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also saying the spending power has been reduced dramatically over the last couple of years. The money is not there like before. Mm-hmm. And when you spend $100, Corey, it gone out down the road with the wind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it is hard for people, and then I can get here to show off for you.
I had said it when we were looking at paying in university, that there are a lot of courses and stuff online, right? And the same way we have those things online, if we could actually move a lot of the teaching digital, it actually becomes mm-hmm. tremendously more affordable. It is much cheaper, because if you have, let's say, a course online like a book, and it can you don't have to continue to pay and pay, and what's in there is there. And you look at things like the Khan Academy and those sort of places which are supported by rich people and provided to the world population for free. Mm-hmm. I don't see why we have to still go on with these 1960 practices in 2019.
Exactly. And then Corby, you are asking the parents to buy, you know, they got this paper that's got a lot of paper that you will put in the photocopying machine to mm-hmm. photocopy letters, etc.
Yeah. Yep.
You're asking parents to buy a whole pack of that there. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that if you are using the same books to print off work and give the children, stop asking the parents to buy so much books then.
Right.
If you are,
but you don't even need to print off thing. I think parents who have access to email can indicate, well, I prefer to get my notices by email.
Right.
And then
right.
you don't have to bring in a whole ream of paper because understand that's what parents have to do.
I understand you because we are living in a technological world, and if we are pushing technology, because now you see this is it's the Ministry of Education, technologically and vocational training. So if we are pushing this here, we got to step up to the plate, Corey. I am sick and tired of ministry after ministry, government after government, just looking good in the suits and the clothes and not working.
Hey, who are listening to you, Carl? How much it costs to send an email? Anyhow, we got to move on.
Nothing.
And I like Carl Moore, who are you listening to you? And he can send a garbage truck to you because, you know, it don't sound good when you got to bring your garbage talk here.
No.
They could pick up the garbage.
It is deplorable, Corey. Anyhow, you have a wonderful day and God be with you. And bless you and the family.
Same here. Brastats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Celine.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. What I'm calling about, I'm calling about my income tax returns. This last income tax returns I get is 2015.
Mm-hmm. This Brastats. Hello?
Hello?
You got Brastats in background. This Brastats you call not bra.
Pardon me?
You trying to get through the brass stats? Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I call in brass stats because this is... I get 2015 income tax return. And mm-hmm. since then, I haven't get another income tax return.
In what year? What year you got it?
2015.
Right. So you drew for 16,
17. And I want to know does the government come and put on all sorts of taxes on people? Mm-hmm. And people have to pay the taxes. I know you can't get money income tax money that you take up even before you get your money.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that thing is fair.
I'm surprised to hear. I mean, it's not a lot of people, but the last time I hear Erica Lazar was about 2 weeks ago, and she said that a lot of those are actually in the mail and they're coming through and so on. There's only a few. I think they said they were up to 80%. So I would like to believe that you are in the unfortunate 20% that have not received yours as yet and will receive it shortly.
It seems the anger received my zeta.
Man, no, you can. What's the last thing they told you when you call? What's the last thing they told you when you call?
No, but 2 months ago I was at the road street.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me nothing there for me. You can imagine that, yeah.
Right, and you called them. When you called them this week, what they told you?
I didn't call this week.
Oh. But you gotta give them a call and follow up because I told you they were on the air. They were on the air. I don't know. You heard them last week.
I don't like calling them because I like to go up there and point out for myself.
Right, okay. So when next you're going up there?
These people, they don't answer the phone.
Right, that's another issue.
They don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know what's got. The only government put on taxes on everybody. I got to pay taxes on everything. And I can't get my money.
I want these agencies recognize that they make the government look bad because the government don't pay people is be the bra. But if the bra don't pay people, it's the government. So they understand they got a responsibility not to make their own government look bad.
I understand.
You should have to go there all the time and you should have to call all the time. And you may want to come back from the phone so close. But let me tell you, when we ask you, when next do you plan to go by bra?
I don't know when they're going to get caught. I don't understand. The last income tax return I ever get is 2015. And I get 16, 17, 18. There's 19, I didn't even get 19 yet.
You're not going to get 19 as yet.
But I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's going on. But man, I'm going. I got a business. I can't take on. I'm going, man.
All right, caller. I want you to stay strong and, you know, give them a call or pass through, ask them a question. And I really hope that you get your money soon, because having to run on people for things that's yours. You know what I mean? I would really like to see a day when this thing works automatic. Like how the charges and fees and penalties were automatic. I would like our return and fees to be automatic as well. And then I believe they will fix this problem. Because as I understand it, if you don't pay and file in time, it's an automatic penalty. When they don't pay you on time, you have to file for your interest from them. And a lot of people ain't going to do that. They will call the program. They will holler and shout. But they ain't going to apply for that interest. That's the problem. Brastats. Good morning. You're on the air. Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning. Corey, you spoke, in speaking to Mr. Agriculture a little while ago, you made the point that some people make some claims about you that actually are not true, but people might actually, listeners might actually believe it. This is in connection with people saying that you're doing well now under the government. So, now, I also want you to understand that moderators also make statements that are not true and people actually would believe them too. And so you all have to be very careful with the things you say. And I want to make a reference just the 2 points you made this morning that I think are inaccurate. And the thing is, it goes on challenge, especially as a moderator, because people believe in moderators. And they usually believe that what they say is gospel and that kind of thing. So you made 2 statements this morning, and I want to call to correct them. And these are the 2 statements you made. You said that the reason why the assets were sold by Mr. Arthur, this includes the National Bank and other things like ICBL and the Barbados Mortgage Finance. You said that these things were sold because they were fledgling businesses or corporations. And I wish to point out that is absolutely not true. A matter of fact, the reason why these businesses fetched so much is because they were the most profitable businesses the government ever had. These businesses were doing extremely well, and that's the reason why people didn't even want them sold. So that statement you put out there was incorrect.
And let me make 3 corrections to one thing that you say, right?
Yes.
Number one, I never said that that was the reason, because I do not reside in Mr. Arthur's head.
You didn't say fledgling business is the reason?
Sir?
Your words, you know.
I ain't got a fledgling yet, you know. I ain't got there yet. Good. I didn't say this is the reason. You could play about the tape, you could listen back tonight, or you could listen to the podcast, right? I would say if I put myself in the shoes of Mr. Arthur or someone running the country, and I would say from an economic point of view, I could be hailed as a success if I sell fledgling assets, right? And my understanding, that's correction number one. My understanding number two is that the bank wasn't doing that well. So I now gotta go and do my own research and see, well, look, it was said back then that it wasn't doing that well. And it was actually offered to Barbadians first, and they didn't take it up. Not that people didn't want to sell it. Quite a people didn't want to sell it, they could have bought it too. You understand? That's number two. So the money that Barbadians got on the commercial bank is not theirs. Because they also reported that there's a whole set of money on the commercial bank sitting down. And worse yet, no, they don't get any interest for it. So I don't know who that money belonged to. Probably aliens or whoever. I don't know who it belonged to. You had to tell me. Barbadians have no money.
You finished your corrections?
No, that was only correction number 2. But it made me forget even correction number 3. But I don't even think we need to go on anymore. The last correction is that we don't go on challenge because we got people that you will call.
No, what I'm saying, I don't call these days, but I realize that nobody ain't calling you to challenge it. So it would have gone on challenge.
But my understanding, and there's nothing you say really that I think that is a correction per se. The only thing is that I will have to go and triple check now to see if the bank was doing all that well, because I remember people singing the success of selling the bank because it was picked up and made profitable. That was my recollection of it.
Okay. The reason why we could have asked so much for the bank was because it was doing well. That's the reason. You don't give a lot for something that isn't doing well. The bank was doing well. That's why it was sold for so much. And also the ICB and the mortgage finance. Those businesses were doing well. That's why they could sell for so much. Otherwise, you've got to give it really. How they had to give it away. Here was... because that wasn't doing well.
I don't believe it. I don't believe you're correct, but we can double check. Well, I will get the actual facts and figures because I don't want to come here with just my memory.
Well,
very
so
good.
You will get the facts and figures. And
I feel
particularly bad for people that, like, you believe that people take moderators for gospel, because I think some people come at moderators very harsh because of that. They believe that moderators, that people believe that moderators are all this and that, and they feel bad about it. And that's why they act the way they act. But I don't, we just hear like a receptionist. We just answering the call and you know, going between callers. But
you don't believe that, Corey. Mm-hmm. I tell you, they got a lot of morons up there. When Corey speaks, when David Letter speaks, they believe every single thing. You better believe
and
it.
There would
right?
be some people like that, but then there'd be people like you as well.
All right. The other correction, though, is this, and your correction to me. You were saying also that economy was doing poorly. It was another reason. That also is incorrect, because the 14 years that Mr. Alpha ran this country, everybody knows, was the most prosperous years of the country. So I don't
But no, you didn't make the point properly to lick it. No, you say that the economy was doing what?
You said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, another reason why you sell the assets is because you're in need.
I never say that, sir. I never say that.
Okay, well, give me the two reasons that you give for selling the assets.
No. I was telling the guy, there was one main reason, and that is that when people make those decisions, they make it from an economic standpoint. They look at the bank doing better, so they increase the economy, and then they increase employment. So that's what I was saying. I never said that the economy was doing bad. We did not have 14 years of plenty, but give the final say, because we got to go to the regional.
Correct. So that telling me those two things. And I said, well, I would just call in, because normally I wouldn't call the program. So
man, no, you got a call. Don't write for the program. But you said a boogeyman, like, you don't. I never said the economy was doing bad. All right?
But even if you say it directly, you implied it, because I say and I understand.
I didn't imply anything.
But if you say it clearly, I wouldn't misinterpret it. So you got to be clear when you're making statements too.
Okay, I will be clearer just for you, sir. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and do continue to call. It is time to make way for the regional. We got to find out what's happening with our brothers and sisters across the region. It's time for the regional roundup.